Hi, I'm Shauna Meyerson with the Yoga of War podcast, here today
Yeah.
with Pushpa Joshi, sister of Hamas captive Bipin Joshi, Israeli activist Adi Radayan. Did I say that okay?
Radai.
Radai. Bipin's social media advocate, and Chaim Sheked, president of Chemdot College, where Bipin was studying or set to study. If you appreciate and find value in these important discussions, please consider supporting the show so I could continue to bring you such amazing and esteemed guests. Details are pinned in the comments below. On October 7th, 2023, Hamas terrorists launched a savage attack on southern Israel. 1,200 were sadistically massacred. Thousands more were horrifically maimed. 251 were viciously abducted as hostages back to Gaza. Today, 615 days later, there remain 53 hostages in brutal captivity, 20 of whom are still assumed to be alive. Among them, 24-year-old Bipin Joshi, a Nepali agricultural student who risked his own life to save his friends from the terrorist onslaught on that Black Saturday. A foreigner who had just arrived in Israel to learn agricultural techniques to bring home to Nepal, Bipin had absolutely nothing to do with the war or the Arab-Israeli conflict. Hamas has zero justification for abducting Bipin, and they not only held him, but have not provided a single sign of life in the 20 months since he was kidnapped, leaving Israeli officials concerned about his fate and well-being. Imagine how excruciating this has been for his family and friends, truly beyond comprehension. And we all pray for Bipin's safe return home to heal. Bipin Joshi was a 23-year-old Nepali student on September 12, 2023, when he left home with dreams of a better future, leaving his country for the first time and joining a learn and earn program on Kibbutz Alumim in Israel. On October 7th, as Hamas terrorists stormed the kibbutz, Bipin and his friends hid in a bunker where he was found and dragged away. His final message to his cousin, a heartbreaking plea: if something happens to me, take care of my family and be strong. His phone was later found in Gaza, but he vanished without a trace. Israeli officials maintain hope that he is alive, but his condition remains unknown. Nepal's top leaders are fighting for his release while his family clings to faith, praying their son's courage will bring him home. Thank you all for joining me today, Pushpa. I know this can't be easy. It's hard enough for me. I can't imagine how hard this is for you. Adi and Chaim, I deeply honor you for your advocacy in helping to secure Bipin's release. So to start off, in the photo that we all know, Bipin is standing tall and confident with kindness in his eyes, strength in his crossed arms, and prayer beads around his neck. But no man can ever be reduced to just a poster. Pushpa, I'd like to start with you. And can you tell me about Bipin? The kind of person he is, and what kind of heart and soul he has.
Bipin Joshi is pure-hearted person, and he's innocent agricultural student who went Israel to learn something. And he's very curious person. He want to learn many things, and he want to experience many things in his life. And he's very helpful person. and he's very hardworking person. And if we talk about his hobbies, he like to play music. He like to play guitar, and even he wrote one song related to the agriculture of Nepal. And he's very nice and very hardworking person and very courageous person and brave too.
So, I'm going to ask a difficult question, Pushpa. When you think about your brother, what goes through your mind?
Every time I think about my brother, in every morning, in every evening, every time, and I remember the memories which I spent with my brother. So that time was too much hard for me. I can't control myself. So I just closed my room and I started crying a lot. And every times my heart tell me that he is alive, and I'm faith that he will be here after a few months, after a few days, he will be released very soon. So my heart tells.
Do you feel like it gets easier or harder as time goes on? We've now passed 20 months. How?
Of course, these all days are so much hard for me and my all families. Every day, it's day number 615, 16, and it's all days spent with full of tears, hope, and pain.
I can only imagine. Pushpa, because listeners and quite frankly, I as well are not familiar with Nepali customs. Can you tell me a bit about your family and how you would define Bipin's role within the family?
The condition of my family is also too much difficult. They are mentally stressed, and he is only one son of my parents, and he is our whole future. We can't imagine our future without him. So he is the important role of my family, and he's important part of my life too. And I see the deep pain inside of my parents' eyes every day, and waiting and prayers. So every time they listen the news in every mornings, even morning to evening. So every time.
And your grandmother as well. Do you all live together? I mean, what is the family structure? What did he was he responsible for financially supporting the family? Was he more of, just a traditional son? How does the whole family structure sort of
We are we live in a big family, and we are not separated at all. So the house is a little bit far away, but we are not separate, and every day they came our home and they meet us. And I live with my parents, and my grandmother lives a little bit far away from our home with his grandson.
And how are you all making it through day to day? I know you started talking about this, but has life returned at all for you? Do you spend 24 hours on advocacy? How do your parents cope? How are they dealing with just the minute by minute? Are they eating? Are like, how are they?
So we all family are living in hell. just like we feel we all are living in hell, and this is too much critical time for me and my whole family. And my mom and dad, every time they talks about him, every time they talks about the memories, and they cried a lot in front of my eyes. And it hurts me a lot. So the time is too much difficult, too much. We can't imagine we will deal with this critical time.
And you, Pushpa, you're 17 years old, is that correct?
Yes, I'm 17.
This is a lot for a 17-year-old to be taking on, to be having all these interviews and being sort of the face of the family. Has this been difficult to you to talk about it, or does it help to talk about it? Does it help you to know that people around the world care and are listening, and hopefully things are going to change and get him home?
Yes, it is too much difficult for me, because when my brother is with me, that time is just like heaven for me. I have no tension and I have nothing at all. I'm just enjoying my life with my family, and that time was so good. And after hearing the news of 7th October, it turns my life so badly.
Okay, I'm gonna take.
Can I say a word?
I was just about to say I'm gonna go to Chaim in Adi for a moment, and in let me just ask really quickly. And Chaim, yes, I would love both of you to talk, but I just know personally like how much my daily Israel and Jewish advocacy has affected me all the way in Los Angeles. Most days it completely overwhelms me. So Adi and Chaim, I do want to know how is this affecting you, especially being so involved with beeping in particular?
Before I'm answering your question, I would love to say a few words about Pushpa. Okay, can I? Because I got to know her due to the circumstances, and I found her as a brave and powerful young woman, and I really appreciate her because she faces unbelievable challenges, and she's so strong. And on the one hand, she knows to tell how difficult it is, but she does whatever she can, whatever she could to help all the efforts to rescue Bipin. So I really appreciate her.
You've taken on a lot, Pushpa, and thank you, Chaim, for adding that.
Yeah, and now about your question. Well, October 7th influenced everyone in Israel, and especially our college. Our college is located in Sdot Negev. Sdot Negev is a regional council which is near the border with the Gaza Strip. There are four regional councils that on the board with the Gaza Strip, and we are very close to all the events that took place on October 7th. And particularly the main a tragic event that we underwent during October 7th is about the group that Bipin was belong to, a group of 17 students of our college who were living in Kibbutz Alumim. This is was the most terrible story. So yeah, so to your question, it influenced us very significantly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Adi, I want you to answer, but let me ask Chaim a couple quick questions. Chaim, I really am curious, and when you bring students from abroad, do they get informed at all about the conflict being so close to the border? Are they made aware before they come? Because I don't know that the whole world knows. In fact, I don't think before this war, oddly enough, most people knew how the Gaza Strip, not only where it's located vis-a-vis Israel, but how relations or the conflict have been over all these years. Is this something that you tell people before they come, or?
Well, this is a very important question. So we informed them and they knew about it, but no one could imagine.
Of course.
No one could imagine what happened in October 7th. So we told them that it is close to the border, but we also told them that this is a very quiet area, that nothing happens. And this was a situation before October 7th. So the October 7th found all of us so surprised, and it was so unexpected. So they absolutely knew that they are very close to the border, but no one could tell them about the dangers, because we didn't think about it and we didn't imagine it. And we thought that we are very safe there. And we absolutely, it's not a secret. They know and they see the border, but what happened absolutely surprised everyone. Yeah.
Of course. And I think I heard or read that your Earn and Learn program has been going on for 12 years. Is that accurate?
Yeah. In several versions, but yeah. This is a long-standing program in which we invite students from countries in Asia. It's a collaboration between the State of Israel and Asian countries. The goal is to improve Israel's foreign relationships and to export our knowledge, our agricultural knowledge. The agriculture in Israel in general, and in our area, especially in our area, the agriculture is very innovative, and we employ very a lot of AI-based techniques and very, very interesting things. And the students who come from Asian countries, they usually work in very traditional methods. And in Israel, they study about new methods and how to earn more money from agriculture. And this is the goal of this program.
And Pushpa, is your family an agricultural family? I mean, does your family make its living as farmers, or is this something new that he wanted to bring back?
My family is not professionally in agriculture, but the small thing, just like onion and potato, we all grown in our kitchen garden, a small yard. We make a kitchen garden there. So normal types of vegetable which we can grow on season, so we grow there. And also my grandfather, so they live their life by doing agriculture. So the Nepal is famous for agriculture, and the soil of Nepal is
thank you.
Agriculture, good in agriculture. So my brother also decided to train in agriculture.
Payam, how have past students reacted when missed? Obviously, nothing like this has ever happened. And I want to be very clear that in no way was my question intended to incriminate you. I was just curious how much they are made aware coming in, because certainly there have been rocket attacks. And that past students have experienced having to go into a bomb shelter. How have past students reacted to, let's say, simple missile attacks from Gaza in the past?
Well, it's not easy, but we have shelters everywhere. And our Nepali students who were living in Kibbutz Elumim, they had a shelter in front of their apartment. And when the, oh, I see that Pushpa is, yeah, it's not easy for you, Pushpa. Yeah. And when the attack began on October 7th, they entered the shelter. And usually nothing happened anymore. And then the terrorist surprised them in the shelter and threw grenades into the shelter. So it was horrible and unexpected at all. So Bipin was very brave, and he took the first grenade and threw it outside. But the second grenade, he didn't succeed, and several students were injured and even killed, but Bipin he didn't he was still alive, but later he was taken to Gaza. So yeah.
Okay, Adi, let's come to you. First of all, it's amazing how you've adopted Bipin as your own family. When I contacted you, I thought you were literally a family member. And thank you for taking him so close to your heart. How has this process affected you on a day-to-day basis?
Well, October 7th was a kick in the gut for all of us. And I currently live abroad. And for me, it was, I don't like to compare, but being far away sometimes feels even more devastating because you cannot help, you cannot do anything from afar. So, I'm a designer and an artist. I started just creating content. That's what I could do, you know, creating content and sharing it with hostages' families. And at the beginning, it was for all the hostages because we feel everyone's pain. And I had a highlight that each time I spoke about different hostage and added a link to his profile, and I read about them and told shared their stories. And when I started digging for information about Bipin, I realized that like in Israel, he doesn't have any. He's known. People are holding his sign, but I felt like the presence is a little bit different than the Israeli hostages. And when I contacted the family, I found Pushpa, and we started chatting via video chats and WhatsApp. And I felt like I need to adopt this family because the differences between our cultures are so big that someone needs to be the translator, and not just literally the translator, culturally the translator. And Chaim and I are working very hard to do that. You know, we as Israelis, we have a lot more, I would say, not passion, but like vibe of the fight for the hostages. Being far away, I feel what Pushpa feels. She's so far away geographically, and her language is different. You know, she can't even read the newspapers in Israel and understand what's going on. So they are fed by foreign media. Sometimes it's behind, we get push notifications via Telegram all the time. So sometimes we know things before they know that. And I just felt like I have to help in some way. And Pushpa and I decided that I will open the Bipin's account on Instagram. And even though people think that like Instagram is just Instagram, it's not. I was drawn into like it became my work, my goal, my mission. People from all around the world send them their support, and reporters and media, and it's a lot to handle. And Pushpa is so brave because she is the face of this fight, because her parents are amazing people, but they don't speak English. So when you need to advocate for your family member and you don't speak English, it's a problem. So we try, Chaim and I, we try to help as much as we can, creating this, trying to make the gap smaller between us,
Has it made you, Adi? I'm getting the sense that it's empowering you more than it's overwhelming you, because from far away now you feel like you can make a difference. Is that accurate? That's the sense that I'm getting.
Definitely. At the beginning, I was so lost. I was literally sick. Really, I was so depressed, not knowing how can I help. And my husband traveled to Israel to do whatever he can, but I stayed at home with my worries and my anxiety, and my heart is in Israel. So it was very, very difficult. And for me to help, be able to help Pushpa and her family, it's like it fulfills me, because we're doing everything we can to bring him back.
Are you a part of the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, or this is 100% on your own?
At the beginning, it was on my own. But the more I learned about that, there is a whole system behind it, because we have the civilian Mate, the hostages headquarters, which is like a foundation, but it's a civilian one. There is a national one, and there's the IDF. So there are many, many different players in this thing. And the more I got to know these people and to manage my way to see what are the needs, how can I help? I was more drawn into the, activist side of it. And eventually the headquarters approached me, and now I'm like the official coordinator for the family. We learn through the experience. It's new for all of us, and we're all doing whatever we can, talking to anyone we can, ambassadors and reporters, whoever we can, just to raise awareness. That's our goal, to raise awareness.
You mentioned the cultural differences, and I have to say I've been very impressed by the way that Bipin's page really takes the heart of Nepal and the heart of Israel, incorporating it into holidays and in different Jewish and Hindu theories, and I feel like you've done a really great job of weaving that together, Pushpa. As a Hindu, do you feel a different kind of connection to the Jewish people now? Do you feel like a different understanding or connection just specifically between Hindus and Jews at this moment?
I feel that the Jewish people and firstly the religion, all religion are equal from my side, all are equal, and the Jewish people are too much helpful, and many peoples from Israel and we can take the example of Adi and lots of other peoples. They message me and they try to help me, and they are doing what can they do. So they are helping a lot and that much.
I heard Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Hanan Goder, talking, and he said that Bipin came to Israel as a guest, but now he is family. It sounds like you have really felt, I hope, that love and support from Israel, from the Jewish community, and from the pro-Israel community around the world. I want to talk a little bit about 10-7, if that's okay.
What can could you tell me again, ma'am?
Yeah. So if we could go back a couple years to September 2023, when Bipin was still in Nepal. I understand this is the first time he's ever left Nepal. How did he choose Israel, and was he excited about it? Did he have any apprehensions about going? What was his how on September 12th, how would you say your brother was feeling about what lay ahead?
I told you that he is a curious person. He want to learn more things, and he want to experience new things in his life. And he got the opportunity to went Israel, so he chose it. And when he chose it, and he gave the exam, and he passed, and he was excited to get learn something from there, and it is so big opportunity for him. And he was a little bit nervous too, because he's leaving the family first time. He was going far away, so he's a little bit nervous. And all over he is happy and excited. He told me that I will go there and I will learn a lots of things from Israel. And Israel is very good in agricultural technology. So I will go there and learn many ideas and apply it in on my country. So he was excited too and a little bit nervous.
Did he ever mention to you anything about concerns about the conflict? I'm curious, what did you or he know about Israel before 10-7, or in Nepal in general? What do you learn about Israel, or what is the general perception about what was awaiting him?
So that time I was just 15 or 16 years old. So I didn't even hear heard the name of Israel. And after my brother told me about Israel a little bit, that Israel is very good in agriculture, and I'm going there to intern in agriculture. And many of my senior went there, and they came back with lots of experiences and a lots of knowledge. So I want to visit there once in a lifetime. And after that, I will came from them after gaining a lots of knowledge, and I will work on my own country. So almost my family didn't know about the conflict between Israel and Palestine. We are totally blind for that. We didn't know about it. We just know it is a country of Jews, and there is one place where the all Hindus, Muslim, and every religion peoples live very peacefully. So We just hear that one. We just heard.
And how were those first 25 days? What did he tell you about his experience at Kibbutz Alumim? It sounds as if the program hadn't started yet, or it had. You said you hadn't met him
No,
yet.
that, yeah. So, first of all, Bipin did not come alone. He
Yeah.
came as a part of a group. So I believe that helped him because he came with students that he already knew, and they came as a group from the same university in Tikapur, a far western university in Nepal. So one of our faculty members went to their university and met them, all the candidates, and they came as a group. And they came to Israel. The academic year did not begin yet on October 7th. They came a few weeks earlier to get to know the place where they live and the job that they were doing. But the academic year did not begin yet. Did not begin yet. Yeah.
There was a
Yeah.
guy who was responsible for them with the job part of the program, and according to what he said, Bipin was very, very interested and curious about what he learned so far, and he was very, very keen on the agriculture part of the learning about new things and new technologies. And he said that he was like the most curious one in the group, the one who always asked questions, and the most friendly and lively person in the group.
I can see from the videos that are online that Bipin is definitely a leader and somebody who carries a lot of lightness in his heart. Pushpa, what did he tell you about those first few weeks in Israel? Was he enjoying it? What was did he talk to you those first?
Yes, every day we were called every day, every morning, and in every lunch time. And he told me about his daily experiences, and he sent me the photo of playing football with Israeli kids. And he told me about the Israeli peoples. They are so beautiful and such great and different mindset people. And Israeli people are so much hardworking, and he also told me sometimes for joke, he told me that I'm just like Israeli and I will marry to the Israeli girl sometimes just
Oh,
for and so my brother is also looking like the Israeli people so from height and from the face a little bit, and the charm of my brother's face is such a nice after visiting the Israel, and they and on lunch time he told me that I'm eating this and I'm making this food and every time, and he told me that I will bring many things from Israel. Huh. So
you know that today
he enjoyed.
I was driving my car and I had the poster of the hostages in my car, and my daughter was holding the poster and she told me, she was pointing at Bipin, and she told me, "I know him, he looks like dad." My husband is
Oh,
Yemeni.
okay. Yeah, Maya.
So he's one of us. He's one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds pushed by like Bipin is your best friend, not just your brother.
Yes, he's best friend. I spend my more time with my brother instead of my family, instead of my parents. From childhood, I stay with my brother from childhood, from 8, 7 years old, I stay with my brother. He take cares of me like my parents. He's everything for me. He's my parents. He's my best friend. He's my brothers. Everything, and he take cares me a lot, and just like my parents.
Pushpa. Go ahead.
When I visited the Pushpa and her family in at their home in Nepal, we went together. Pushpa, do you remember? We went to the roof of your house, and we sat there. And you told me that you were sitting there. Usually, you and Bipin together, and talking about your dreams and about your plans to the future. And he shared with you his plans about agriculture and how he's going to make money, and about your dreams. And he also you told me that he taught you a lot of things. He was not only your brother and your friend, but also a little bit your teacher in several things. And I remember these moments on the roof that we sat there together.
Yes, he's teacher and he's everything for me, everything.
She said, how do you call it in Nepali? What does it mean, dada? You told me the
Yes.
word dada. What it means?
Dada means brother. We call it with full of loves. Dada. It sound like too much beautiful and too much. It holds a lot of feelings towards my brother, Dada.
Is that typical for a brother and sister to be so close in Nepal, or did you guys have a unique and special relationship?
Yes, it's difficult to make that types of relationship with brothers because the sisters feels a little bit uncomfortable with brothers and brothers also they started making their careers instead of focusing with the parents, instead of focusing to the family, they started making their career. But my brother is literally a different person. He gives times to all. He gives his time to his future. His study and he gives time, he gives importance to the family and he's different. Many peoples of my neighborhood, they also told me that your relations looks like such different and beautiful. So many peoples told me that. And the way I call Dada, it looks that it holds a lot of love, a lot. So many peoples told me about it also.
Yeah, I'm sure that with that kind of relationship, that his pain becomes your pain, and that it's not just what you're feeling, but your ability to sense what he's feeling and what he's going through.
Yes, they also, when I visited them, they also told me, Pushpa, your family told me that, as you mentioned earlier, that Bipin was your future. So it means that when the parents will get older, and someone younger will have to take responsibility, Bipin was all their hopes went on Bipin. And in many in terms of for economic aspects, and also he was expected to be the ones that will take responsibility for all aspects of the family life in the years to come.
I am sorry. I going back to the very beginning of our conversation, Pushpa, you mentioned that you have a very large family. Are there cousins and aunts, uncles that are all coming together to sustain the family? And I are you receiving, I believe, some aid from Israel also to help you in this time?
When there is a family function, the all people gather, and also when the person of the member of family get some trouble and get going through some problems, so every member of family, they help them. Just like now we are our family means my mom, dad, and me, and my brother. We are going through a lots of bad situation. So members of my family, they came, and sometimes they gives us hope and love, support. And my cousin brother also, they gives a lots of support because the beginning days, and they started after the incident. So we family, I mean my parents and me, we all are unconscious, and we literally stopped eating food and stopped doing everything. We just stay as a living death. Our inner soul is also almost death. Our just body is there. So we live like that the whole month, the whole week. That time, my cousin brother helped a lot, and they support and they source for new news. And still, we are in that situation. We have just our body. We can't feel any emotions. We can't feel.
I think this is a very good example of how unique and peaceful and loving people Bipin's family are. Even by using the phrase cousin brother, this is something that we Americans, Israelis, we don't know. Cousin brothers mean that the cousins, the second degree family members, they are like brothers, you know. So, and they actually behave like that, you know. They help Pushpa, the ones who speak English, or also help us with advocating for Bipin, and they support the family. If something they need to decide, they decide it as a family. So they are very, very close to one another. And it's very, very beautiful to see that because they really, really support one another.
Yeah, thank you for adding that, Adi. That's such a beautiful addition. And Pushpa, has your family been in touch with the other hostage families? Have you been involved with the Hostages and Families Forum and Missing Families Forum? I'm wondering because they in Israel, of course, because of proximity, have created such a strong network supporting each other. Have you guys been able to be a part of that network from Nepal?
Till now, I have no connection with hostages family, and also my mom and father, mom and dad. Maybe my cousin brother are close with hostages family. They are.
Okay. Have they reached out?
Most of the communication is occurring via WhatsApp and in Hebrew, and it's very difficult for the family to participate in those groups because of the language barrier. So, actually, once we started being more active, both Pushpa's family and us, the Israelis, there are more connections with hostages' families, but this is like behind the scenes, you know. We support one another with a social, we advocate for one another, we share each other's content, but Pushpa's family is far away, you know, and it's very, very hard for them to communicate with other hostages' families.
Yeah. I know that you have been a primary connection for the family to Israel, and that clearly you're in regular contact. Is that hard for you when you have no news or no update? We haven't heard a single word, not a single sign of life, from what I understand, since 10/7.
Yeah.
What is
Yeah, the fact that we have no news is not no news in this context. No news is bad news, and the fact that no one heard anything from Bipin, it raises serious concern about his safety. But we still believe that he is alive, and we hope for his quick we want him back soon, and we are waiting and praying, and but the fact that no one heard from him is really bothering. But we know that he was taken alive, and we know also that he arrived at Gaza alive, because we have the movie from Shifa Hospital where he was taken, and the IDF soldiers, when they came later to the hospital, they found the movie from the cameras in the hospital, and we can see that he came, he was walking, and he looked absolutely okay, so he wasn't injured in his way to Gaza, at least. So we believe he's okay, and we insist, we want Hamas to bring him back immediately, and we expect the Israeli government and also the Nepali government to do whatever they can for bringing him back safely.
Just to be clear, and I think I know the answer. I know the IDF and the State of Israel have no official communications. We're hearing a lot about released hostages who have come in contact with other hostages. Have any of the released hostages seen him?
No,
Or
no,
not yet. No.
no,
A sign
no,
of
no.
life is considered to be, even if a hostage was in contact with another hostage, it's considered to be a sign of life. And so far, there is no sign of life, including from the ones who have returned. Hostages.
And those who come back, they are investigated, because we need every piece of information to rescue other hostages. So the IDF and other officials investigate them about what they heard and what they saw and what they know, but unfortunately we have no signal from him.
So there's no separation between official and unofficial information.
Yeah.
No, but regarding for what you asked about the no news, I truly believe that, like what Chaim said, it doesn't imply for good things. But I always tell Pushpa, as long as there are no bad news, we have to hold on to the hope. So,
Yeah.
in my opinion, just staying active is something that is empowering us, and the family, because you cannot sink into despair. You have to do things. At least you know that when you will ask yourself, what did I do over the past 20 months? Then you will tell yourself, I did everything I could. At least I know I did everything I could.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with the most important thing is what we can do. That's the most important question, more than how does it feel, because we don't know anything. So we have to ask ourselves, what did we do, and what we are doing, what are we doing now, and what are we going to do tomorrow? Yeah.
Speaking of action, I'm sure that the government of Nepal has been working tirelessly to secure Bipin's release. Do we know which world leaders they've been talking to, and are there ongoing discussions? Have you had contact with Donald Trump? Has he been brought up at the United Nations?
So I met several people from the government of Nepal. When I visited Nepal, my visit was dedicated for to both goals, to meet the family, but also to meet the officials. I met several ministers and the CEO of the Prime Minister office, and I met several and well, and the governor of the province and whoever he could, I met and I talked about Bipin. I think that the Nepali government succeeded less than other governments. For example, the Thai government succeeded much more in making connections with other countries, including, I think, Iran and Russia, to persuade Hamas to release hostages. And I think that the Nepali government did not succeed to help so much. Yeah.
Have we received any possible explanation for why Bipin has not been released?
Well, when Bipin was in the bunker, in the shelter, they were there, and a terrorist came and threw grenades into the shelter, and one of his friends went out and raised his hand and said, "Nepal, Nepal," and he meant we are not connected, not to Israel and not to Palestine, and we are not, and he was killed immediately. And the terrorist who kidnapped Bipin, they were there is a movie about their investigation, because they were caught, and the investigation was there is a movie about it that Shabak released, and they said, we knew that they are not from Israel, and we knew that they are not Israelis, they are not Jews. We understood it, but for the Hamas, it's not a reason to release them. They hold whoever they can because it serves their goals. So even though Nepalis are not connected in any way to our conflict, they are still there.
I understand the sickness of this, but at this point, the only hostages besides those who have been murdered who are left are what are considered to be Israelis of fighting age. And so Bipin does not fit in that. They released the Thai hostages. They have not said a word about why Bipin was not on the list in January specifically. They didn't address it. They just
No, but there is also one person who was kidnapped who is from Tanzania, and they didn't release him too because they had a specific agreement with the Thai government. So they didn't release all those who were not Israeli citizens, but only the Thai citizens because of a specific agreement. So this is the reason why they, yeah.
But I believe, who was it, Joshua from Tanzania was
Yeah.
murdered, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a
Yeah.
different situation.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So in Israel, I've been there a few times since 10/7. The plight of the hostages is front and center in all aspects of day-to-day life. I mean, doesn't matter if you're at a grocery store, if you're in a park, if you're at the beach, it's everywhere. Pushpa, how prominent is beeping in the daily discourse in Nepal? Do you feel as if all or most Nepalese know about him? Is there a movement, a similar movement in Nepal to get him home? Like, what does that look like? Have there been marches? Are there posters? What's going on in Nepal in the general public to raise awareness for beeping?
Firstly, when the news of 7 October was posted, and the news of my brother and the death of 10 Nepalese student, and that time we conduct peaceful rally on my area. That time there was a poster of my brother in the road, and just for 2 months after that, many peoples of Nepal, they know who is Bipin Joshi, and they are supporting from their heart. But there is no any posters of my brother in the street of Nepal.
Pushpa, can I ask you, did you hear anything from the Nepali government?
Not yet.
You didn't hear anything. They are in contact with you, they are talking with you, or not?
Since 10/7, you've not heard from your own government?
No,
No.
the family had a few visits. Even from the president, right, Pushpa? You met the president and you met the different ambassadors, the former ambassador of the Israeli ambassador in Nepal and the current one. It's hard to explain, but because there are no news, officials, they don't tend to do routine house visits.
Right.
They usually arrive when something official happens, like a new ambassador walks into his office or the president wants to visit the family, but it's not that often.
Yeah. But Israeli representative, there is someone from the Israeli army, from the IDF, who is connection with Kishore, a family member, and also the ambassador, the previous ambassador Hanan Goder, and the current ambassador Shmulik Bas. Yeah, they are involved in this this story.
Bushpa, yes.
I think that what was originally the problem with this thing is because there is no information, and the family, got to talk to officials every 3 months. For us, for me, it's like unbelievable. I could never imagine, being without any communication for 3 months and then just hearing those things every once in a while. But it's mainly because they weren't a part of the fight. Okay, so now the ones who communicate with them is Chaim and I on a regular basis, but on a friendly basis. The ones who are from the IDF or from from the Israeli government. They do their job wonderfully, but they have no news, you know. So unless something dramatic happens, they keep in touch only when something happens. So we try to take that role as friends of the family, just to create a fluent communication on a friendly basis, you know.
Sure. I understand that. I would hope that Nepal would be as active at trying to get Bupine home as a nation. I'm sure because Israel is such a foreign concept to them that it just may not strike home the way it does in Israel. Pushpa, how has faith carried you and your family these past 20 months?
These past 20 months is spent with full of hope, tears, and these all 20 months is spent with full of tears and hope.
Do you? Your family is Hindu, correct?
Yes.
Do you have an altar? Do you have a specific ritual? How specifically do you rely on your Hindu faith to help you get through these times?
Every month we conduct puja. Puja means prayer. On puja, we all family gather. We all fam members of family gather, and we call the Pandit pujari of temple. We call them. They conduct puja, and we pray for my brother, and we the puja. So we all family pray for my brother from our core of heart, from our pure heart. And on every week, we went to temple. My mom and father, they do a fast in every week for my brother life, for his safe re release. And every month, every week, we all family went to temple, and there we pray for my brother. And many we do many religious things, many religious prayer for him. And I'm on Kathmandu. Yesterday I just land here for on Kathmandu there is a temple of Hindu named Pashupatinath. So this temple is a big temple for Nepal, and it is also a great place. And so I'm here for praying my brother life for his safe release.
And you know your brother like you know yourself. It's obvious you guys are so incredibly close. How do you think his faith is helping to carry him right now? I know he meditates and he has his prayer beads. Do you think knowing your brother, that this is helping to keep him strong?
Could you tell me again? I can't understand the question.
Your brother, it sounds like, is also a man of great faith. How knowing your brother the way you do, how would you feel that his faith is helping him to stay strong and to make it through these difficult times?
My brother is religious person, so I'm faith that he's spending these days on hell by praying God, and he's too much religious, and he know how to pray, and there is certain way of praying too, so he knows how to pray. So he's a great and brave person, so he's praying, I think. Yeah, he's praying.
In a minute, I'm going to ask all three of you to share a prayer. But before we do, I'll start with Pushpa, then Adi, then Chaim. I'd like to know if you would like to share a personal message before a prayer that you would like to share with the world.
It's my humble request from my heart to the all over the people, every single people of world should have know about Bipin Joshi, and please pray for him, because pray have a lots of power. So please pray for him from your pure heart. And do not forget him. Fight for him. So I request to the all people, please do not forget him and fight for him. And also request to the Israeli government, please don't forget him. And also request to the head of Hamas, so he has no any fault between two war. So please understand his pain. What he is doing there, we don't know, and how he is spending his day and night on the hell, we don't know. So please understand his pain. It's all about life. It's all about one person life, and life is too much important. So he's just a student. He went there just for Lord, and he has no any fault between the two wars. So please understand his situation and our situation. So please don't forget him.
Adi, what is your message to the world today?
My message to the world is do not normalize this thing. It is so easy to, I wouldn't say forget about it, but to get used to it because it became a static state. And it is so easy to blend it into our lives and just, put it aside. I think that small gestures like the pin, like a number on your shirt, like even, every Friday, have the hostages prayer or read their names. It's so important. I know that we are just people, but first of all, for the families, it's very helpful. It's very supporting. And sometimes that's all we need because we're not politicians. But also, we can change things even as civilians. I truly believe that. So just keep the hostages in mind all the time and just share their content all the time.
Amen. Chaim, your message to the world today?
Several points. First, I believe that we must do everything in our power to help all the hostages. And among them is Bipin Joshi, who is a young student from Nepal who came to Israel just to study agriculture, to learn, to grow, and to build a future. So on October 7th, Bipin was kidnapped from Kibbutz Elumim. And since then, we have lived each day with deep concerns for his safety and well-being. So for me, this is it's not just a national responsibility, it's a human one. So it is our moral obligation to stand up for Bipin and for every hostage, and their freedom is not a political issue. It's a matter of justice, of compassion, and basic human dignity. So I think that we owe it to them and to ourselves. to never give up, to never forget, to never and to never stop raising our voices. So I think that we must keep believing that better days will come, even in the darkest of times. We must hold on to hope, and hope that Bipin is alive, and hope that he's holding on, and hope that one day, very, very soon, he will return to Israel, and mainly to his family, to his community, and to the life he came here to build. So until that day comes, we must not rest. For Bipin, for all of the hostages, it's our duty.
It is our duty. We cannot rest. We must continue to speak out. And for those of us who are religiously connected, we must continue to pray. I know that all three of you have brought a prayer to share with us today. Again, I'm going to start with Pushpa. Chaim, if you'd like to go second, in Adi, we'll have you finish off for us today.
Prayers
Yeah.
for my brother.
You can say it in Nepali.
Okay, तालोलाई चाहिँ एकदमै प्रे गरिरहेको छौँ हामीहरू एकदमै भित्रैबाट प्रे छ छिटोभन्दा छिटो दादा आओस् छिटोभन्दा छिटो दादालाई हेर्न पाऊँ हामी हाम्रो लागि एकदमै अप्ठ्यारो भइसकेको छ यो टाइम जस्ट लाइक हेल सो हामीहरू चाहिँ दादाको लागि प्रे गरिरहेको छौँ फ्रम आवर हार्ट इन एभ्री मर्निङ इन एभ्री इभिनिङ इन फ्रम मर्निङ टु नाइट एभ्री डे हाम प्रे गरिरहेको छौँ दादाको लागि एभ्री सिङ्गल मेम्बर अफ माई फ्यामिली एन्ड एभ्री रिलेटिभ्स सो वी आर प्रेइङ फर हिम वी आर प्रेइङ फर हिज सेफ रिलिज
I'm with you. Chaim, what prayer would you like to share with us today?
My prayer is in Hebrew. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשעבוד לגאולה. השתא בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Amen.
Would you like to tell us what that means?
Well, it's a prayer for all of our brothers that are now in difficult conditions. Wherever they are, we pray for God to help them, to keep them, and to release them as soon as possible.
Thank you. Adi?
Yeah, first of all, I pray for Bipin, and I send his family in Pushpa. You, I send you all my love. יהי רצון מפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, שתחזק ותשמור ותנצור את אחינו, בית ישראל, השבויים והשבויות, בעבור שאנו מתפללים עבורם.
Amen. Do you want to explain?
It's a plea to God that he will keep our brothers and sisters who are abducted and hostages safe. And that we pray for them and we hope that they will come home soon.
Thank you so much. Pushpa, the World Jewish Community is with you. We pray for Bipin daily. We pray for him every Shabbat. And he is one of us. And I think that one thing that has been so obvious in so many ways that has come out in the messaging from Israel is that as Jewish people, we honor life, and every life is a universe, and that more than ever, this universe is a shared universe, and there is nothing but miles that separate any of us. Our hearts and souls are with you. And from the other corner of the earth, from Los Angeles, I mean, between just the four of us. Adi, I didn't even ask, where are you right now?
I'm in Germany.
Okay. So from Israel, from Germany, from Los Angeles, and from all points in between. We pray for you. We pray for BP and safe return.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your important work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
It's been
Thank you. Thank you from my side too. Thanks a lot.
my absolute pleasure and my honor to have you. And next time, may BP be with us. And this will be a very different conversation.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank
And
you.
oh, hi.